Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in our studios. Where has the summer gone? It's almost time for RAGBRAI's visit to the Atlantic area, and we have a couple of folks involved in that effort with us this morning. Billy Hoover, Mike Waters in studio here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about still we need some housing for some of these folks coming through. See if we can get some folks to jump in and help out. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for hosting.
It's cool in here versus hot outside.
Well, let's hope the weather is at least reasonable for these folks coming in. It looks like it's going to be a hot one up this weekend.
But I think they're expecting some pretty hot weather, and we've got some riders that are looking to, you know, get out of that heat and get a little AC and possibly a bed, a couch, floor space, or anything they can get.
Absolutely. How's it been going so far with housing? Have people been pretty receptive?
You know, they told us that most folks that we'll see a huge increase after the first part of July that they're willing to commit. And we were a little concerned because our response had been pretty low, and we've placed over 80% of our requests. So we are feeling extremely happy, and we want to extend a warm thank you to those who have stepped up to provide housing or yard space. And we just, you know, we're a week away from RAGBRAI Sunday Fun Day. That's coming up on Sunday, July 21st. And we're going to make a final plea to see if we can find some hosts to help us with our remaining groups that are yet to be placed.
Yeah, we don't want to leave those folks out in the, well, I was going to say cold, out in the heat, do we?
For sure.
They've already got mosquito season, you know. You know, I already had one case, so they're looking to hopefully get inside.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and people, we should make sure folks understand this, too, that everybody's asks are different. Some people would like to be indoors if they can, if folks have the space. But some folks are just looking for a flat place to put up a tent.
You know, my sister is housing a group of one of our coworkers, and it's his team. And they're a group of 30. And they actually wrote a very nice letter and had quite a bit of humor in it. And they said, we realize you're not going to, you know, be able to place all 30 of us. We're going to pop tents and not be too disruptive to your neighbors. We're very responsible and respectful of that. But, you know, anybody, if they want to offer floor space or something, they'd take her up on that. And for me personally, I've got kind of three different groups so far. I've got two gentlemen riding in from Florida. One is a recently early retired aerospace engineer, and one is an MD, a radiologist. I've got a woman staying. She's a single rider. She's been married for 32 years and has a couple of kids. She happens to be from Eastern Iowa, and she works for Bemis Company, which is one of our customers, so that appealed to me because we've got kind of a connection that way. And then I have a group of eight that have a small RV that they were looking for electrical hookup, so I'm just going to put them out on my driveway. They don't expect to stay in the house. They're going to stay in their RV and maybe pop one tent in the yard, and they just wanted access to a restroom and a sink to brush their teeth. And if shower facility happens to be available, great. But I, you know, we've got shuttle service that allows these folks to be able to get to high school, the YMCA, down on the campgrounds where they're going to have shower facilities. So I'm looking for a good time in meeting these new folks and making new friends.
Absolutely. Mike, I'm sure you have similar stories.
Pretty much. I've got a 32-foot RV with six people involved. They were asking for indoor facilities, shower and stool, but we have the grandkids this weekend, and they're bringing friends because my son has to go to Florida for a business meeting. But anyway, they're going to park in our drive, and the kids are very excited to see all this about a RAGBRAI. But there are six, like I say, six of them staying in that RV. We're allowing them, you know, to access the electricity for those. And the first question they was is, well, do we shower or have a restroom facility? And, you know, I kindly explained no in the situation. But I did explain, too, that, you know, a restroom facility is only a half a block down from our house. And the shower facility with restroom facility is probably 2.5 blocks away down at the swimming pool. So, you know, really and he said there's no problem with that.
You bet. Well, since we're sharing stories, we have about 20 people staying at our place.
Okay.
And it was just kind of a surprise. It's a gal who's from Iowa. She's an attorney, and she and her 17-year-old son, and they have a group of about 20 or so others,
right,
professionals, that are going to be staying. All they wanted was a flat piece of grass to put tents on. And Deb and I, we talked about it, and let's face it, we've ridden Ragbri a few times in the past before, too. Folks were always gracious to us. So, yeah, the yard's available, but we've got bathroom facilities for you. We've got the whole downstairs is yours. Just bring your cots and stuff in, set them up. If you want to get out of the heat, not a problem.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of folks ask low and hope for generosity to kick in, and folks invite them in to take care of it. We're not babysitters. We're just giving them a shot to enjoy the day in Atlantic.
And like
you said, everybody has a different taste. You know, some wouldn't want to be inside. They like the outdoors, and then you got vice versa.
You bet.
So there's a wide variety of guests.
You bet. So who's still looking for housing?
Well, we've got a couple of groups we'd like to highlight today. We've got a nine-person team, and they've got a van and trailer. Their average age is 47. They would prefer to be close to downtown because they'd like to be able to walk down for food and entertainment. And that is one thing I would like to remind our listeners. We don't have to feed these riders. They want to participate in the activities and the festivities that Atlantic will be showcasing and some of our churches and school groups and fundraising activities. So they're just looking for, you know, a nice, cool place to sleep. We also have a small group of four consisting of a professor, attorney, a college freshman, and a middle schooler. Their interests are hiking, antique cars, and they like sci-fi. They're looking for a place to park a 34-foot RV and pitch one tent.
Hey, there's another small group, ages 50 to 65, which they're kind of underneath my category, but they got a 27-foot RV that they would sleep in, but they would like access to a shower and a toilet facilities, which is pretty simple. And they have another, there's a mother and daughter looking for just a bed and indoor facilities.
You know, most of the groups that we have left are interested in indoor housing if they can get it. One of the third groups that I had responded to, I got a little concerned that maybe my shower facilities might not be able to handle the bodies that I've got coming. And when I reached out to her and I said, you know, you're welcome to stay. I've already got people that are taking the beds, but I can offer a couch or floor space if that's of interest to you. And she replied back in an email and she said, you know, thank you so much for being willing to host. She said, I will gladly take anything if that means I roll out a sleeping bag on your floor. I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to get out of the heat.
Right.
Absolutely.
And there are some out there, that, you know, like I say, I've got two outdoor faucets. You know, people are willing, give them a garden hose, turn the water on, and they're happy with that. So,
exactly.
You know, we got, like I say, a wide variety of people.
Yeah, and some of these folks, they do this every year. They bring their own facilities with them. I know the folks are staying with us. They just, outside, they have a portable shower. They're just looking for hookup. But however many of you can come on in the shower, that's fine too, no problem.
Absolutely.
So, you know, they just appreciate anything you can do for them. Just put yourself in this position. Let's say you were going to go on a week-long adventure here just about a week from now, and you still didn't know where you were staying. You'd be frantic worrying about that. So let's take some of the worry out of it for these folks.
Absolutely. If you're willing to help, please call the Chamber office. You can call that at 243-3017, or you can go online at AtlanticRagBri.com. That is AtlanticRagBri.com. And you can fill out the housing form.
And don't forget what Atlantic is all about. Friendliness, okay, and we're open, okay, and it's going to pay dividends in the end. So open your hearts and your houses if possible and give us a try.
Absolutely. Let's show some of these folks some good old Atlantic hospitality.
You know, we've told you some stories, too, about some larger groups that might be staying with some of us. Don't let that scare you into thinking everybody coming is going to come 20, 30, 40 at a time. It's not like that. There are all kinds of different sized groups, and you can kind of have your choice a little bit of what you're looking for as folks that might come and stay with you.
Absolutely. For the most part, our housing committee looks to place only up to 15, and what we have left is considerably less than that. We've got groups of two. We've got a mom and daughter looking for a place. We've got some single riders. We've got groups of three and four, so it doesn't have to be a large commitment for someone to consider hosting. And the other thing is, if you're already hosting, but you know you've got some space on your basement floor, these folks are more than willing to take that if they can get a chance to get into some cool AC and out of the heat.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, we hope folks do that. And, well, let's face it, we all have a lot of friends, but we could always use a couple more.
Absolutely. You know, making new connections and relationships, that's what life's all about.
You bet. So have some fun. Enjoy the RAGBRAI event. It'll be here very, very briefly. It's only here for like a day, not even a full day by the time the riders come in, and then they're gone again
not
the next morning. So enjoy it while you can and have fun, and maybe find a new pen pal along the way. Do folks still do that, pen pals?
You bet.
You bet. We still
Facebook
have
friends.
Contacts with a couple of ours.
You bet. Very good.
You betcha.
Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Give them that contact information one more time.
You bet. You can call the chamber office at 243-3017, or you can go online at AtlanticRAGBRAI.com and fill out the host housing form.
Easy. Go Atlantic!
Woohoo!
Easy enough. Billy, Mike, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for
Jim.
All the hard work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Atlantic.